ghost. Well, boy, let's not get so eager. If the old man wants you to see me about your dreams, there's only one possible reason. He looked over his shoulder. He laid a really hard look on mother and son. Something he told me to spend some time on before you all took off for your adventures over here. Think you can get to the point? I had both hands on the wagon's tailgate. All right, smartass. You get in there, you take smoke back to the night your wife died. You watch it happen. God damn it. Shut up, kid. I've had all of your self-pity I can handle. So's the old man, I guess. You want to be able to deal with these dreams? You go back there and take a damned good look at what made you the way you are right now. You watch every second of it. 3 times, if that's what it takes. Then you come back and we'll talk. I started to argue. You shut your mouth and do it. Or you just stay away and spend the rest of your life living in your own fantasies. He pissed me off so bad I wanted to jump his ass. Which wouldn't be wise on several counts. I let the anger give me a boost as I hoisted myself into the wagon. I guess you don't quite know yourself ever. I really did believe I had it handled until the encounter with Kina, the temptation of the impossible promise to give me back my dad. After that, the pain had grown back up again. It was amazing how much I did not want to go watch Sari die. The force that moved me on, that convinced me I had to do it, was a whiff of carrion I caught as something that might have been Kina passed me in the ghost world. Looking for me? I found the palace. I stalled by looking in on the Radishadra. Not much had changed except that word had arrived about the triumph at Charandapresh. Debate was more lively now, with the Radisha forced to take the unpopular viewpoint and remind her fellow conspirators that this unexpected victory didn't mean that Long Shadow had been conquered. In the end, she closed debate by ordering Cordy Mather to take a party of fact-finders south to gather reliable information. A bureaucratic solution that just pushed back the day of treachery. With a reluctance I didn't entirely fathom, so powerful was it, I rode Smoke to my old quarters. They were unoccupied still. Everything lay where I had left it, gathering dust. I had Smoke move backward, very gingerly as we approached the time when the evil had occurred. For some reason, I felt it was very important that I not encounter my previous self. That if I did so, I would get caught back there, living the whole thing over again, just as I had a number of times with my plunges into the darkness of Dejigori. Maybe I could warn Sari. That woman in the swamp had been aware of me for an instant. Maybe someone who knew me as well as Sara did, and me wanting to change things as much as I did, could force a warning across the barrier of time. It seemed my trips back to Dejigori may have changed a few things, though there was no way to be sure. There, guards and whatnot rushed all over the place. Some chased stranglers, some headed for my apartment. This would be after I had arrived myself. So I needed to jump maybe another half hour. I did so, going down to the entrance the deceivers had used to penetrate the palace. I had seen these murders before because I'd been curious how men so alert could be taken by surprise. The first couple of deceivers came disguised as temple prostitutes, fulfilling their obligations to their goddess. It had not occurred to the guards to turn the ladies down. That would